Okay, we start on the bottom Muksach Dalet Amud Bet. Meitiv of Kinnan of Vardan. So we saw earlier Vardan, seen this word over here, Rashi says, Ma'atshe Vardanyo. I think the Kibi Ega points out earlier that in the beginning of Gemara Nidah, that Rashi points out the word Vardan is from the word Vered, right? And that he was as pretty as a rose, that it was a description of Rokhinina rather than the place he was from. So here we're talking about Shitav Mivaot, right? This is a common area that's shared by a number of Chatzerot, and they want to create a Shitav in order to be carried in that area. So what do you do? In order to create the Shitav Mivaot, you have to create a shared ownership. And you have to create a shared ownership in this property. How do you create shared ownership? If we all have joint ownership of a single food or of a meal of some sort. So here he wants to use a barrel of wine as the joining force for this shittif mavot. So this person basically donates his chavit to the ayin to the shittif mavot, and he says this belongs to all the bnei mavui. And when you give over something, when you want to give a kinyan and property to someone else, you can't simply say I give it to you. You need someone to make a kinyan on their behalf in order to take a bizokha inside of this yayin. So how do you do this? You can use his adult children. His adult children would have independent ownership. And therefore, since they have independent ownership, when he hands it to them, that gift, they can acquire it on behalf of the other people in the Mabui. But they abdul shivchato ha'ibrim, or through his Jewish slaves or maidservants, right? They abdul shivchato ha'ibrim. So hai shivcha hechidami. What's the case of shivcha over here? Either atris de sarot, if she's already of age, meaning that she's already has two sarots, then she goes free. Right? A shivcha Ivri is sold by her father to a master. Now either the master marries her, he marries her off to his son, or she works for him until she goes free. She goes free when she has stay saros, right? When she becomes of age, she automatically goes free. So my boy Gabe, what's she doing there? So obviously she is still a minor. She doesn't have two saros and she's a minor. That's the case. Over there, this shivcha kenadi, this shivcha ivriya, is able to make an acquisition on behalf of the rest of the people in the mavui from the master. How is that possible? Where it says, "Shani shitiv mivot, shitiv mivot derabbanon." Shitiv mivot is only derabbanon. Mido, right? So carrying is only restricted between a rishus yachin and a rishus rabim, or vice versa, right? All these other areas that are maybe not be rishus yachin, defined by Minat Torah or Carmelit, are all fictions derabbanon. Rabbanon created these fictions in order to prevent people from carrying rishus rabim. Anything that looked like a rishus rabim, they called it a Carmelit and said you can't carry there. Elaim kain, you have an eruv or a shitiv. So here the Rabbanon in their own takana allowed for this shivcha ibriya in order for her to do this. So Amar Vista Ishtik Vardan, that Vardan was silenced. And whoever the Gemara says he was silenced means that he should have answered something else, right? They should have, what should he have answered? My Abba the Meimar. What should have said? Kol Tikin the Rabbanon Kein Deoraisa Tikin. Right? That anything that the Chachamim established, when they establish it like a Deo Raisa, like a Torah law. And the Torah law, a Katan cannot be Mizakeh Aydeh Chavim, can't make an acquisition on behalf of others. So too, in the Din Darabonon, it should be the same way. Vidach. So what is the, right, why did they, what's the question here? Meaning, if that's the case, then how do we explain the other side? So it says, Kol Tikin Rabbanon Kein Deo Raisa Tikin B'milsa Disvei Ikar Min HaTorah. When do we say there's Kol Tikin Rabbanon Kein Deo Raisa? That's when the Ikar Halacha is a Torah Halacha. B'milsa Disvei Ikar Min HaTorah, something that is a total creation of the Rabbanon, that we don't say Kein Deo Raisa Tikin. Meaning that, for instance, lulav that we take for 7 days, right? That has in the Kor Doraisa, in the Mikdash, they took the lulav for 7 days. We take it for 7 days in the Medina, but that has an Ikar Min HaTorah. Supposed to over here, there is no Ikar Min HaTorah for Eruv or Shituf Mavot. This is a creation Dirabonon. When it comes to creation Dirabonon, right, it's an independent halacha, not halacha that's premised or formulated after any paradigm de oraisa. This lady made a commentator though, but when it doesn't have any commentator, it's not, and therefore over here they allow for a tano to be mizakeh, right, ayideyachim, for other people, mizakeh l'achirim, because of the case of shita mavot, was only a din de rabbanon, a new creation de rabbanon. You can quote unquote cheat on Meister Sheni. What's the din of Meister Sheni? Meister Sheni, when you're mapish Meister Sheni, you have to be, don't have to be, but you normally are potent the Meister Sheni. Why? Because you don't have to carry all the produce up to Yerushalayim in order to eat in Yerushalayim. So you're potent on the money, you take the money up to Yerushalayim on money, and take it up to Yerushalayim and eat there. Now there's a difference in the din between who is potent the Meister Sheni. If an independent party, a third party, is potent the Meister Sheni, they redeem it at its value. And when they redeem it at its value, that's the pidyon of the Meister Sheni. As opposed to that, the Baal, the owner of the Meister Sheni, must redeem the Meister Sheni with a chomesh, an additional chomesh, which is chomesh milabar, which is 25%, right? It's chomesh after you add the entirety of the new parts together. So that's 25%. He has to add on a quarter more of the value in order to redeem his Meister Sheni. So this individual wants to redeem his Meister Sheni, but he doesn't have to pay that additional 25%. So what does he do? Ketzet, Omer Adam Lignovi Toak Dolim, Abdos Shifchato Ibrahim, he tells his children who are of age, right, or his Eved and Shifcha Ivriya, Halachem Ma'ot, he hands them the money, Halalu Ptubahem Meister Sheni, and you go ahead, and you guys go ahead and redeem this Meister Sheni. By them redeeming the Meister Sheni, they are independent of the Baal of the owner, and since they're independent of the owner, they're able to redeem it without the additional 25% addition. So again, the question is the same way. Hi Shifcha, hey Kidami. What's the case of this Shifcha? Either Achim Yisrael, if it's a case she's already right of age, then my boy Gabay. So what she's doing over there? It must be a case where she doesn't have Beisar, she's still a minor. So that's the case. She's able to be what? Have independent ownership and be, right, create this Kinyan or Chibu Meister Sheni. So Mar says, how come my skin of Meister Bismanazah? Derabonon. We're talking about, so we answer the same way we answered before, that this is only a din derabonon. And since it's a din derabonon, right, we are more mekiel, we allow for a tano to act on behalf of the owner, even though technically it was the raisa level is lower than like that. So that's Meister Sheni Bismanazah, that is derabonon. The Mar says, wait a minute, we had this earlier in the Masechta, in the Machlokas about Diobel, but that is, Amay Ria Bismanazah Meiko. Since when is Ama Ivriya and Eben Ivri only have application when the Yovel is in practice, is extant. Right? Now, when the Yovel is extant, it's clear that Meister Sheni is going to be Midoraisa. Because if you have a Yovel that's Doraisa, right, then you also have Meister Sheni Doraisa. So if you're talking about Meister Sheni Bismanazeh, how do you have a concept called Ama Ivriya? How does it even exist? Right, it says, "I'm a beer, but it's my Yikov Hatanya." And Ivri no heg, Elav is mancher Yovel no heg. Ivri only has application when there is a Yovel. Ella, how am I going to create Meister Sheni Rabbona and yet still have it be in his mind when there's a Yovel? Ella, the Atzitz Shein and Akuv Rabbonon. What's that? When you have, we know that, again, we had this earlier in the Masechta, when you have a pot, a plant in a pot, or growth in vegetation in a pot, that if it has a hole in the bottom, then it's considered mechubar, the karkel, it's considered connected to the land. Then it has a din d'oraisa that's connected to the land, as opposed to that, you have a pot that does not have a hole in the bottom. When it does not have a hole in the bottom, it's not considered mechubar, the karkel, and therefore does not have a din of, right, mitzvot, hatzluyot, baretz. Except midrabbanan, the Rabbanan instituted that even in Atzit Shein and Akuv, you still take off chumas arayis shows the rabbanan. So that's the case here. How do we create Meister Sheni midrabbanan? We create it in an instance where it is Atzit Shein and Akuv. So that could still be possible even in the time when there is a yoga. Because even in the time of the yoga, Atzit Shein and Akuv would still be chumas and maestros midrabbanan. Now the Gemara says, Rabba has a conclusion here. Amar Rabba, Gimel Midot Bekatan. There are three principles that you should know by a katan. Shor Bezerko, it goes Venotlo. If you hand him a pebble and he throws it away, it goes Venotlo. He hand him a nut and he keeps it, Zochel Atzmo. Then he has the ability to make Kinyonim on his own behalf. Vein Zochel Achrayim, but he may not make Kinyonim on behalf of others. Uch Negdan, Bekana, Mitkadeshet Lemiyun. And this, in equivalent fashion, Nektana, in this instance, if she was Mitkadeshet, then she can be Nitkadesh Mitrabonon, meaning that if her brother or mother accepted substitution on our behalf. After her father passed away, she can have the Kedusha Rabbanan, the Miyun. And she can also, what's a divorce of a Kedusha de Rabbanan? That's Miyun. She can say, I no longer want to be with this individual, and that can take place for a Ketan at this late. Ha-Pu'utot, so we had this also earlier. Pu'utot, right, the young children, Mechchan Mekach, Menkaram, Menkar, B'metalklin. So Pu'utot there, the Gemara said, is Barshit, Barsheva, Barsheva, Batamne, Batamne, Batshe. Right there, the Gemara said it was all different ages, but the Gemara said in the end, the according to the strength or the individual. But these are young children above the age of discernment that we said before, where they're coining for themselves. Here they're able to transact. Remember why we said they were able to transact with Metalklin is because of the Dechayen. We want to give them the ability to transact so that they could have a livelihood of some sort. So therefore, they are allowed. When they transact in Metalklin, America and America with Metalklin, that works. Who and the equivalence in a katana mitgareshet b'kedusha abiyah. If she was married midoraisa, the husband can divorce her and hand her her get, and she is considered divorced, right, at that age in the katana, because we assume at that point she will not return to her husband, right? We saw that yesterday. That was the qualification for a katana to get divorced. It's one who is a shulcha and she doesn't come back. So what's that age? He says it's the same age as the bu'utot. The bu'utot who can transact on their own behalf in metaltalin. So that's the same age for a girl who is considered divorced when you divorce her because she will not come back. Next classification is the view of the onat nidarim. Right, so what is the onat diramim? Onat diramim is a year before one reaches the age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, so it's 11 for a girl, 12 for a boy. In that instance, we say that if they take nidarim, that's what's called the mufla asamuch, right? That is a person who has reached the age, close to the age. In that case, the nidarim are considered tofes, and they make nidarim, or they make something kadosh, it's tofes, even though they're not of age yet, they're still minors, but the year before, they're classified fully as adults, the gabbai nidarim. So therefore, nidrahim neder, vekdeshan, hekdesh. Uch negdan vektana, the equivalence by a ktana is choletzet. Right, that she's able to do chalitza. Now, the requirement by yivon chalitza, it has to be an ish. Right? And it has to be an isha. And you have to have an ish by yivon. So the qualification to do chalitza is a requirement of someone who is of age. So over here you have a person who is not of age, and yet she's still chaletza. So Rashi says over here, this is a question, this is an issue where a woman, right, who is 11 years old, already has simonim. She has simonim that she is a gdola. And generally we believe that if a person has simonim prior to the age of bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, it's considered to be a shuma. Right? It's considered to be simply a birthmark or a, not considered to be a simon of puberty, but rather a, something that is either birthmark considered to be an aberration of some sort. But here we say that if she's 11 and she has shtei saros, we qualify her to be classified as an isha megabe chalitza, that you can perform chalitza with her, and she'll be considered a gdola megabe chalitza over here. So now, the last thing it says, the limkor nichsei aviv, and to sell his father's property, what type of property is this? This is real estate, right? Before we talk about metalklin, if I want to transact in his father's property, when it comes to real property, ajay ben esrim, it can't be 20. One is not considered to be knowledgeable in, you know, real property until, or able to transact properly, until they reach the age of 20. Right, they will, Rashi's explanation of Choletzet, right, Tosfos here asks about this, is Rava in other places has a clear shita that before the age of 12, one does not become a Gdolah, so how could he say otherwise over here? And secondly, Rava in another place says that a child can transact in their father's property when they're 18. So two of those are stirot to Rava's position over here. So Tosfos at first says that's just Rava saying it, the shita, someone else's shita, the shita's Rabbi Yossi, and the reason he's doing that is because he wants to create a parallel structure throughout his shitos and ketanim of ages to ketana. So even though by a ketana generally doesn't believe that she's a gdola until she reaches 12, over here she took shitos Rabbi Yossi just to make it parallel. But then when Tosfos realizes there's another stira, right, Tosfos says, you know what, maybe the girsos here should be rabo and not robo. So Tosfos says, suggests that it's not amarobo but rather amarabo in order to prevent the stiros that we have in Rabba's shita throughout Shas and other places that seem to be sulter that which is our dispositions over here. Alright, now, the next Mishnah, this is the Mishnah we saw on yesterday's Daf, the Mark question from this Mishnah, or on Friday's Daf actually. Ketana, Shamra, Yitgabeli Giti. Ketana appoints someone to be a Shliach LeKabbalah on her behalf. Ain't no get, that's your Gil Geliadah. It's not a get. Why? Because a Ketana cannot appoint someone to be a shliach on our behalf. He doesn't have that power to create agency. Then the Habal can reverse the position, because the shliach that he sends back to the girl, who's a katana, is really a shliach leholakha appointed by the husband. And we said, why can he create a shliach leholakha? It's because everybody knows a katana cannot create agency. So therefore, he's clearly making it into a shliach leholakha to take it back to her. That's the reason we said before that katana doesn't have the ability to generate agency. And if her father says on her to create a shliach for Kabbalah to accept the get on behalf, then the husband doesn't have a right to reverse. Why? Because her father can create agency. And since her father could also accept a get on her behalf when she's a ketano, therefore when he creates a shliach, that's a good shliach for Kabbalah. And as soon as the husband gives it to the shliach, it's over. The get is invalid and he can't be chozer on it. The individual says, give this get to my wife in a specific location. He gives it in another location, that is considered pasul, because the husband was makpid, right, that if he given it in a certain location, Rashi says, he doesn't want people to be speaking about him in this location. He wanted it to be in a very specific location. The fact that he indicated that location, if the shliach violates that, then he has not carried out his shlichus. If he hasn't carried out his shlichus, it's an invalid get. If he says she is in this location, not give her in this location, but she is in this location, not below Bamakum Perikasher, as we say there, it's just Myra Makum. He's just indicating to the Shliach where he would find her. Not that this is where you must give it to her, but this is where you will find her. Aisha Shamra, it's Kabbali Kiti. Now, what on the other hand, when a woman points a Shliach the Kabbalah, he says, do it Bamakum Kloni, Vikibula Bamakum Acher Pasul. If she says, go and get me the get in this location, then if he goes, the Shliach above, goes and gets in at a different location, it's pasul, because he violated again his shlichus. If he violates his shlichus, he's no longer a valid agent. If he's not a valid agent, there's no get here. But Blazer Makshir, Blazer says it's kasher. Well, we'll see in the Gemara why that is. Havali Giti, if she says, I'll be a shliach leholacha to bring it back to me, makom ploni, maybe lo makom acher kasher. Then if he brings it from another place, get it's kasher, because there she is just mare makom. She's just telling him where to go find the get to bring it back to me, because the get's only going to be valid when it reaches her. So what does she care where he picks the get up from, right? Wherever he picks up the get, as long as he brings it back to her, he's then accomplished his agency. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Maishna Reisha, the law public. Maishna Sav, the safe of the public. How come only by the woman does he say, when she says, Makom Ploni, that she means Mare Makom, it's not a specific location? Whereas when the husband says, Makom Ploni, even Rabbi Lazar agrees, well, that would be invalid if the shliach doesn't give it in that location. It says, he who gives the get based on his own volition, meaning since he has a choice in giving the get, therefore when he says a specific location, we say he needs that location and no other location. Either she who can be divorced against her will, so that whenever she indicates a place, she can't define the terms of the divorce. Right? Whereas he who's giving the get can define the terms of the divorce, and therefore, if he indicates a location, he means that location specifically and no other location. Where she, who cannot define the terms of the divorce, when she says location, she's just saying that's probably where it's going to be given. Because I can't say where it has to be done or how it's done. She's just telling the location. That's where Belezer disagrees when it's the woman and says that even when the shliach violates her instructions, he's still a good shliach. Whereas when he violates it with the man, he is not a good shliach. All right, next Mishnah. Havili Giti, if she says, bring me my get, meaning that that's a shliach leholacha, ochelet b'truma shegi get liyadah, then of course she can eat truma until the get reaches her, because the get doesn't become effective until it reaches her hand. It's Gabali Giti, if she says, accept the get on my behalf, asur lecho b'truma miyad, then she can't eat truma right away. Why? Because this shliach is a shliach to Kabbalah. As soon as he gets the get, right, it's a good get. We are choshesh that he'll get the get instantly. He'll bump into someone, the bow, wherever it is, immediately, and we assume that the get is effective from immediately and onward. So we have to be cautious for that. It's Kabbalah B'Giti B'Mekom Ploni. What happens if she says, go accept my get in a specific location? Then she can eat truma until the time that it would take for the get to reach that place. I mean, she can assume that the get is not effective until her shliach would reach the amount of time it would take for her shliach to reach that makom. But as Rav Sher Miyat, the Lezer believes that it's Mare Makom, and that if he violates that and he accepts the get right away, as he walks out the door, it would be valid, then she's Asur Miyat. So Mar says,
she points to Shaliach, she's even true about the lost points, and she watches more than her eye. Seems to be meeting my head. She can't continue eating until...
Well, she could. I mean, assuming out of her... out of her sight would be probably a good qualification. He gives them a hobby. So I say as well, nevertheless, it's a valid get in this instance. V'hamart reisha lo havi gita. You said in the reisha, when a woman says, go pick up something from this location, the rabbanon believe, not rabbanon, but the rabbanon believe, that's an invalid get, pasul. Right? When she gives a place, specifically make, pick up this get in a specific location, and he violates that, he's not a shliach lid kabbalah. So how come over here it says that she can't eat truma, right? Either, right, miyad, or... According to the Tanakam over here, until it reaches that place. Sounds like what? That the Shleach of Kabbalah could accept it in a different place, and then as long as it goes to that city, it would be valid. So for instance, if he says, pick it up, the woman sends the Shleach and says, pick up the get in Beit Shemesh, right? And then the Shleach goes ahead and picks it up in Modi'in, and then he brings it back to Beit Shemesh, it would be a valid get. Now, the first half of the mission said that would be invalid because the woman said specifically pick it up in Beit Shemesh, she picked it up in Modi'in. The second half of this mission says she can't eat truma, she can eat truma until the amount of time it would take to get Beit Shemesh. But otherwise she could, it's a valid get. So what's the difference here? So Mar says, Lori Gita lo tricha, the Amalei tabli Gita b'mata maxia. The simnit the mishkatzle b'bavel, she instructs the shliach, say go pick it up in mata maxia, and sometimes it might be in Bavel. So Haki Kamar Lay Mishka Lehekat Mishkakas Lay Shakomine. So then he says, wherever you find it, then pick it up. And then it's clear there that she means Mary Malcolm, because when, even when she says the city where to pick it up, she says, well, usually the Baal is bound to Mount Maxim, but maybe he's in Babel. So she's giving the Shliach instructions about where to find it. So it's pretty clear here that it's a Mary Malcolm and not a defining the place where she wants it to be picked up. As the Gemara says, well, but it won't be a get, but until it reaches mata maxia. So what's that? So the idea here is what? That she goes ahead and says, you are a shliach le-kabbalah. If you're a shliach le-kabbalah, then when you accept the get, it's only valid when it reaches mata maxia. So what's the problem with this? This jumped out of me. But what is the shliach? How did she point the shliach to function? She pointed the shliach to function as a shliach le-kabbalah to accept the get. That means as soon as the shliach accepts the get, it becomes a valid get. Whereas if she says, accept the get, and if you're not a matamaxia, bring it to matamaxia, and then it'll be a good get, then what's the shliach? That's a shliach le-kabbalah. So is the shliach a shliach le-kabbalah? I mean, then bring it back to me? Or is the shliach le-kabbalah? Shliach can't function in both agencies, both le-kabbalah and kabbalah. So we said this before, that on Friday's daf, that this is shliach le-kabbalah, right?
She's
going to
have a guest in matamaxia.
Excellent. So, but the problem is then, how did this, from the time the husband gives it to her in another city, that's an intima. You need a tina that comes to a Kabbalah. How do you get from the tina of this other city to the Kabbalah and not the Maxia? Someone has to be an agent of one of the two parties to bring it between those two cities. Right, so, yeah, the husband didn't make her as well.
Was a really long pass.
Right.
You know, from Babel to Matamaxia.
Right, so that's bad, because the Natina goes straight to the Kabbalah. Well, there, that's a directed giving. I mean, he's throwing it in a way that's going to be given. But here, Shlichus agency, when there's another party involved, has to be agency on behalf of one of the two parties. That bothers me when I read the Gemara. That's the thing that Tosus gives, number answers, but Tosus bothered by the same thing. He says, what? That you have to say a number of things. You have to say one possibility is, that he becomes a shliach, the halacha, by the Baal. and then he becomes poor by the woman, he goes to Shlech HaLacha, but then they have to hand it to a third party. Is it what you do is, when we say, right, I'm very good, earlier in the Mishafta, that if you make someone a Shlech HaLacha and you also want them to be a Shlech HaKabbalah, then they hand it to another party, like Beis Din in that instance, right? And then they give it back to you, right? You point an additional Shlech HaLacha, and then they give it back to you to be a Kabbalah. But then you could have gone back and said, I accomplished my HaLacha, and I accomplished my Kabbalah. That's one solution. The other solution, which is an interesting solution, I think, is that Tosafot says, no, it's like a Tanai. And you can create a Tanai in Kabbalah. She can say, listen, you are my Shliach l'Kabbalah, you accept the get, but the get only becomes effective right when it reaches Matamaxi. So for instance, if a husband gives a get to a woman and says it's only effective after 30 days, such a Tanai works, even though she's Mekabbalah right now. So the same thing here, when she says it's only valid until Matamaxi, it's equivalent to the husband saying, right, or we see that the husband saying, like, look, this get is effective when it reaches Matamaxi. That's when the Kabbalah will become effective. So Tosafot is the equivalent of a Tanai in the get that presumes the effectiveness of the get. So there's one of two solutions that he gives that he faces.
So the is
right, that kabbalah is good, but the effectiveness of the kabbalah is only comes into effect and not it's deferred until matamaxia. Right, so that's it. But it's two solutions that Tosafot gives over here in order to avoid this problem of having each that's doing both halakha and kabbalah. Right now, Rabbi Elazar Oser Miyad Shita. Of course, Rabbi Elazar Oser Miyad. That's his position that as soon as everything is a marim makom by a woman, and therefore it's automatically she's also a truma right away because it doesn't matter where the shlach picks it up anymore. Shita, marim makom hilo. Look, Tzricha Damalei Zila Mizrach Leitivim Mizrach. She says, "Go east because the Baal is in the east." But that's what Amara, he goes out to the west. He goes, the ladies in town to the west. We know that he's not in the west. Maybe as he's walking out to the west, he bumps into the Baal coming into the city. And therefore, we consider it a get effective. Even though he went in the wrong direction, he went against the instructions, as you say, go to the east. And we're sure he's in the east. Nevertheless, we're still cautious that maybe he bumped into her before he ever made his way out of here. Right now, Omer, the Gemara is going to challenge this idea from a different areas of halacha. Omer l'shulcha, Rav Levi Tamarim, Erev lo b'grugros. So he says to me, make an Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is to extend my 2,000 amos. So I'll make my shvita somewhere else. He says, make an Erev for me with Tamarim, with dates. Erev lo b'grugros. Instead, he uses dried figs. B'grugros, Erev lo b'tamarim. Or if he uses, he says, do it with dried figs, and he does it with dates. Tani chada eruvo eru, but tani idach inu eru. We have two brachos. One bracha says it's a valid eru. One bracha says it's an invalid eru. Amarav lokasha rabbanon harav lazar. That's exactly the difference between rabbanon and rabbi lazar. Rabbanon say when an agency gets instructions, they're makpid that the instructions are carried out. If they're not carried out, then it's invalid. So just like it's an invalid get, so too it'll be an invalid eru. On the other hand, rabbi lazar says that when it's just marim makom, and the way Rashi defines it over here, he says it is midah. The lekab say no, there's no loss. The loss, but what does he care what the item is? And so it's over here. The woman just wants to get divorced. She's left the kabbalah. Who cares where she gets the get? Right? That's not in her prerogative. Her prerogative is just to accept the get, not to determine where it is. So it's over here. What does he care? As long as he has a shvita and he creates an Arab tchumen, what does he care if it's dates or dried figs? It should be here. Oh, that's the next question, Gemara. Very good. So Rabbanan Rabbi Lazar. Right, so that is position Rabbi Lazar. So Gemara says, Had Rabbanan Rabbi Kedo, that when we give instructions to a Shliach, he's Makbet. Had Rabbi Lazar, Damar Maram Makumilo. It's simply that instructions are just helping or giving them an idea of what to do, but not giving directed instructions about what must happen. So Rabbi Yosef Amar Avra Rabbanan, they're both Rabbanan, both these brides are the Rabbanan, Kan Bishalo, Kan Bishal Chaveiro. So this is what you were asking. So the way Rashi went to Kan Bishalo and Kan Bishal Chaveiro, Rashi learns that when it comes to his Shalo, then he's not active on what you use. When Shel Chaveiro, his friend gave him permission to use his dates. He didn't give him permission to use his grugeris, his dried figs. So therefore, if he takes the wrong item, then he's not going to have to sleep close because he doesn't have permission to use those fruits. When it's his own fruits, he doesn't care which one you take. My dates, my grugeris, it makes no difference to me. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosafot disagrees and says, no, that's not the case. That when it comes to the Chaveiro, then it's irrelevant. Because the way Rashi learns Chaveiro is a third party. He's saying the shliach to get from another person the item to use. Right? Tosafot says, no, Shel Chaveiro means the shliach. right? So the shliach's gemara. So it comes to what the shliach is putting down the fruits for him. The guy doesn't care what he puts down. The shliach's doing it for him. He's doing him a favor. What does he care what he puts down? But shalom, if he's saying specifically what he wants out of his property to be taken, then he's giving him specific instructions about what he must take from my property. That's what it's also learned to Rashi. It's learned the other way. What are you going to do with this additional price? So Omer the Shluchu, Eruv Lipi Migdal, Eruv Lo B'Shobach. He says, make my Eruv in the Migdal, in the tower. And instead he made it in the Shobach, in the bird houses. Right, the Shobach, or the Dovkot. Right, if you did it B'Shobach, and the Dovkot doesn't do it in the Dovkot, Eruv Lo B'Migdal, instead he put it into the tower, right? Tanya Chavu, Eruvo, Eruv, Tanya Yidach, Ein Eruv, Eruv. In that case, we have again this Machlokas in Breitot, whether that's a valid Eruv or not. Now, if you explain this is the same Machlokas as Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan, that's fine. Again, you can say one is Kepeda, one is not Kepeda. But now, according to the new answer that we have, right, that Rabba says that Hava HaRabbanan, I'm sorry, not Rabba, but Rav Yosef, who says that the Hava HaRabbanan is the difference between his and someone else's, right, Hata, my Shalom Shal Chamero. When you're talking about a dove coat and a migdal, what's the difference? His bond, his friends, it doesn't make sense. Even if his friend gave him permission to use the location, of course his friend care, if you put in the migdal and you put in the shobach, it's not such a Indian of Kepeda. It's not like he's taking anything, he's just placing some food there. So he got some Nami Ika, so the Gemara says he got some. What type of difference between Shalom Shal Chamero and the over there? I'm going to say it's Nami. Ego peri migdal will peri shovach. And what he says, shovach and migdal doesn't mean that's location to place the eruv, but rather those are the fruits found in the shovach, the fruits that are found in the migdal. So according to Rashi, this will be in shel chavero. His friend is telling him where to find the fruits that he can use for his eruv. Take the ones from the migdal, take the ones from the shovach. And his friend is makbid which ones he takes because he only has permission to take one of them. According to Tosfos, this is his own. He says, take my fruits out of the shovach, take my fruits out of the migdal, and that will define which fruits he can use. If he violates that, there's a kepedo. Whereas if it's his friend, the shlech is doing his own behalf, what does he care which fruits the shlech takes, right? That's the way Tosfos would learn.
And how does this have ramifications for our sugya?
No, the Gemara question tried to, not ramifications, the Gemara just tried to establish that we see the same achotus of Elazar and the Chachamim in Breitos and Eruv. Right? And Rav Yosef said you can't see the same achotus, not necessarily the same achotus, because the Rabbanim could explain their position in the Breitos and Eruv, right? And therefore the Rabbanim could, all those Breitos and Eruv could be like the Rabbanan, because Halacha is what is generally like the Rabbim, so therefore you want to establish that the Eruv, that it would be the same Halacha, in those instances. Alright. Next Mishnah. Omer Kizbu Get, Utsnu Get Ishti, Utsnu Ishti, Gershua, Kizbu Igeret, Utsnu La, Ariel Yitzbu Yitznu. So if you lose this, please the show notes. Kizbu Get. So Get is an interesting term. We had this yesterday. Yesterday's doc, we said the word Get, in the Gemara at least, the word Get is an undefined term. It's a generic term for Shtar. It's equivalent. It's synonymous with the word Shtar. Today, or in right the moderate, the colloquial today, Get means Get. Gerushin. So already, that's what the Gemara says over here. And this mission says, Kizbu Get. And he says, write a Get. We know he means Get Gerushin, because in Lashon De'adav, Get means Gerushin and not a Shtar. So Kizbu Get from the Yishti. Shuha, he says divorcer. Right, kitbu igeret, a writer a letter. A letter, again, those are terms that are used in the get because it's called a igeret shibukim. Right? Get teruchim, sefer teruchim, and igeret shibukim. So all these are terms that are used in the get, and they mean divorcers. In all these cases, you will what? To give harayichtabu yidnu. Patrua, whereas he says patrua. Tarnasuha, right? Depoter her. You know, take care of her. Asula kiyimus, do like her, like the chok, like the law. Asula kiroy, do what she deserves. Law markum. In all these instances, we don't know what he's saying. Because all these instances, we can say that there are multiple definitions to the words. I mean, for instance, if he says patrua, we don't know if he means patrua, meaning divorce her, right? Or patur b'chova, meaning that don't come down so hard on her. Don't do this to her, or don't, you know, repress her this way. We don't know what he means in these instances. Or pranasua, but we don't need parnasa means do take care of her. Does that mean take care of her? I'm no longer going to feed her because I want to divorce her. Does that mean maybe you should? Can you give her a gift? Can you take care of her? We don't know what it means in these instances. I said, look, let's do her like the chok. Again, we don't know what chok he's talking about. Is he talking about chok of the get, or is he talking about chok of mazon, feed her? And we don't know what he's saying. All these are terms that have not do not have clear definitions. Since they don't have clear definitions in all these cases, pay lo amar kum. He hasn't said anything. So now the Gemara brings one upon them, right? So Shavua, Shavua, Tarhua, Harielif, he uses the term Shavua, Shavua, and Tarhua. These are all the show notes that are used in the get, right? Bishulcha, Mibeito, that's in the Pasuk, Shavua. Right, let her go, because this is a what? Sefer Tirichim, Vigeret Shivukim. That's what we write in the get. Shivuk is to be sent away. Tarhua, again, is from Sefer Tirichim. So all these are the show notes that are used in the get. All those are valid. Harielif, Tibuyitnu, Pachua, Pranasu, Asula Kinimus, Asula Kuroi, Lor Marklon. That's our, right, same as our Mishnah. These are not the Babel Shonot of Get. Tanya. But we're not the mere Pachua, the Barab Kayamim. Pichua, Lor Marklon. Now, there's a difference between Pachua and Pichua. Now, what's the difference between Pachua and Pichua? First of all, the Girsa was different. Rashi had a different Girsa in his Gemara, and he changed the Girsa, which is what the Girsa we have in our Gemara. If you look down in Rashi, it's the second wide line, and the first set of wide lines in Rashi, he says, Rabbi Nathan Mer Pichua, the Rabbi Kayamim, which is the opposite of our Gemara. That's what Rashi get to him, Kach Shamati, but Lini Rahapu. Rashi says the opposite, and generally our Gemara is called the Girsa of Rashi, so Rashi changed it around to Pachua. What's the difference? So he says, Pachua, Shekoch Kapa Lashon Tzaba'ahu. That's a Lashon of command. Pachruha, Kamo Shalchuha, Kamo Dabru, Shabru, or Basru. All those are Lashon. So that is get piturim to dagash. Right, that's the strong form of tzibui. It's the degusha form of tzibui, and that means the divorcer, because that means pachua. Pichruha, which is lashon tzibahu rapi. It's the weaker form, like what? Kamo shilchumikem, shimu milachim. So in those instances, what? That is the weaker form of tzibui. And that, up pichruha, is a lashon patur and chova. It's not a lashon of divorcer, pachua, but pichruha, meaning patur and chova. That's what Rashi says the difference is here. Now, back in the Gemara, Omer of Rabbi Nathan de Bavlahu is from Bavel, Daifen Pichua the Pachua. He differentiates between Pichua the Pachua. Tadi Dada, the Baritz Israel, our author of our Breiser, the Mishnah, who is a Baritz Israel, who will die. He's not a Daif. What's the difference? So Rashi says, well, in Bavel they spoke both Aramaic and Hebrew. And therefore, when they use the Lashon of Pachua, that's a Lashon of Get. Right? Whereas Piturim, because that's the Lashon Arami, to use Pachua. Pichrua is Hebrew. Right? If that's Hebrew, that is Patur and Chova. Because Pachua is the Lashon of Aramaic, which the Get has Lashon in it. Right? Whereas Tanit Don of Eretz Yisrael is only speaks Hebrew. And therefore, this, for him, there's no differentiation between Pachua and Pichrua, because Piturim is Aramaic, and he never used Aramaic. Piturim was never something he used, because that's the Targum of Shiluach. So therefore, for him, there's no difference between Piturim, right, and Pachrua. Alright, so that's the difference here. Rabbi Nachman says Pachrua is Lashon Tzibui, and therefore, that sense there's a difference between Pachrua and Pichrua, that works. For him, there's a differentiation between them, whereas Rabba, the Tana Didon, who doesn't have Aramaic and Hebrew, that Patrua is the same as Pichua, they make no difference, they all mean Patur and Chova. So Yibayilu, so the Gemara wants to know, Hotsiu Mahu, Azbuhu Mahu, Hitirua Mahu, Hinihu Mahu, Oilula Mahu, all these, what do they mean? Asudat Mahu. All these cases, right, does it mean divorce or not? Why? Because Hotsiu, right, and Azbuhu, right, are all terms that are used, but not used directly in the get. Like Rashi says over here, if you go through all the Lashonos, Rashi says, right, the Pasuk says, V'yatsami Beito, right, when it says V'hotsiu, is that what it means? From the Pasuk, V'yatsami Beito, there's a print to it. For me, it's like the Lashon of the Pasuk, right? Yatzahi Matma, right? That she should get herself, get out of the house for a little bit. Right? Azbu also is Yigeret Shibukim. Right? The term that's using the get is Shibuk, to be sent out. But he's using the Hebrew term Shakua. Does that work or does that not work? The old thing is Hitirua. Is that you are Muter the Choladam? Harayat Muter the Choladam, which is the Hebrew Lashon of get. Or Muteret is Hataras Nidareim, or Hataras Kagura, meaning Matir to other terms of Matir. So we don't know any of these. Umar says, what in all these cases, what does it mean? He goes, Pasha Mi Uchaga, at least one of them we can answer up. The time of a price, Asa look at that. She says, do to her like, you know, the law says, Asula Kimus, do her like the Chok, Asula Kiraoi, do what she deserves, Lo Mar Kol. In all these instances, she didn't say anything because none of these are defined terms. I mean, that we don't know what he means when he says, do what she deserves, do what the Chok says, we don't mean it means get or something else. It's not a defined, it's not a yad that has a directed definition. Right, we'll just do the Mishnah, and we'll stop after the Mishnah, because the next sugya continues. Rishon HaYomim, Yotzei B'Kalar, someone is being taken out, you know, to be executed. Vavru, Kizbu Get Ishti, he says, write a get to my wife. Harelu Yichtavu B'Yitno. Not only do they write the get, they even give it to her, because he's under duress. He sits under duress, and only says, write it, and not write it and give it, as it should have said. Chazru Lamar, afterwards, they even added on other areas where we say the same thing. Afa Mefaresh, V'Yotzei B'Shaira, and if someone who goes out, right in Shaira, Rabbi Shimon Siria may offer Sukkot. Someone who goes out to the Dera, someone who goes out in a caravan, or if she ends up someone who's sick, deathly ill, if they say Kitzbu, we say not only do they mean Kitzbu, but they also mean Kitzbu Utsnu, that they don't have to say both of them, they don't have to instruct them to give it, and when they make them Shlichim to write it, they also make them Shlichim to give the get. Okay, we'll stop over here.